great words that Duke shared with us this morning. Again, we want to welcome you from wherever you are joining us this morning. We are glad that you are here with us as we open up the Word of God and look to it and allow it to touch our lives, our hearts, and our spirits to be everything that God would have us to be. I hope that you are having a good first day of the week and that you have enjoyed the beautiful weather the Lord has given us. Yesterday was just a magnificent day as we had a work day here at church and so many gathered to pitch in and make our property even more beautiful. I just want to share with you, we look forward to reopening, being back together. And when you do come, the inside and the outside of this facility looks fantastic. So God bless you, and let's sit back and just enjoy the Word of God. If you would turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7, we will end up there in just a few minutes. But today begins our new series that will last throughout May, and it is entitled, God's Word is Like a Lion. And what I want to do with that is talk about what the Bible says about itself in regards to how it impacts the soul of mankind. In Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, we have Jesus' famous teaching that's called the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is on top of a mountainside near the beautiful Sea of Galilee, and he has everyone sit down, and he begins to teach. It is interesting that throughout the scriptures, you hear the people say of Jesus, he teaches like no one else. He teaches as one who has authority. All of us know smart people, intellectual people, people that are very poetic, people that can write well. Well, the fact is, Jesus' words meet all of those requirements, and they are the words that come from God that are given to his Son, and they are unlike no other as they touch man's spirit if we're willing to open up, to quiet ourselves, and listen to what Jesus is saying. And that's what I'm asking you to do this morning as we hear this beautiful little story that Jesus tells that has deep spiritual meaning and truth. God's Word is like a lion. Charles Spurgeon said, God's Word is like a lion. A lion doesn't need defended. You just have to let the lion loose, and the lion will defend itself. I want to say as we get into this lesson of Matthew chapter 7, that the Word of God can defend itself. While Peter encourages us in 1 Peter 3:15 to always be ready to give an answer or a defense of what we believe, the fact is, we give a defense of how God's Word has touched our lives and the hope that we have found in Jesus Christ. You and I don't have to defend the Word of God. The Word of God, in its own creation by being God-breathed, defends itself. And that's what Charles Spurgeon meant when he said, God's Word is like a lion. It can defend itself. It can survive without us having to bring support to it or just shore it up in any way. And so in Matthew chapter 7, we hear these words of Jesus. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. So Jesus says, therefore, and he's referring back to all of the teaching on the Sermon of the Mount, and now he transitions by telling the people There is a wise way for you to live your life. A wise way that comes from God. And that is to be a person that builds your life on the rock. That the rock is this foundation that we need to build on. And then he says this, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because its foundation was on the rock. So it's pretty simple and easy to understand. A wise person will build his house on the word of the Lord. And it's encouraging and it's an admonishment from Jesus when he says, these are my words. They can't be separated from Jesus. They are his words and they are powerful. They are timeless and they are all sufficient. So a life that is lived in the best possible way is a life that hears Jesus' words and makes that the foundation of everything that they do. Now, the contrast of that is, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a mighty crash. The comparison and the contrast is a wise man looks to Jesus, trusts Jesus, hears Jesus' words, but even more than that, puts those words into practice. Jesus wants us to understand it's not just about knowing things about God. It's more than just simply understanding God's will, but it is practicing God's will in our daily life. It is about surrendering and being obedient to the will of God, and that's why the Bible is so important, especially these words of Jesus. The reality is we all know that we will equally experience storms in life. Jesus beautifully gives us this metaphor of the storm of life being these mighty and great winds, this pouring, drenching rain that's causing floods. And that's what we all have in our own lives. But yet he says, no matter what you face, no matter what storm may come, there is a difference in the outcome for the one who is building their life on that rock as opposed to someone that's building their life on the sand. Because the sand is treacherous at best. It slips, it gives way, and it cannot handle the storms of life. Now, this teaching, I think, has two aspects to it. The first is just a psychological, mental survivability for the storms that you face. A person that is looking and trusting Jesus, that finds hope in him, can go through the most difficult of life situations and remain standing. And there are those that don't trust the Lord that way. And they go through the difficult circumstances, and why they are physically standing inside, they are destroyed. They have lost hope and they have given up. But probably even more than just the lives we live, this is a teaching about the spiritual life of one's spirit. Standing on God's loved word and living your life the best you can, as imperfect as it may be, is the promised foundation that your spirit, when all things come to an end, is on solid ground. Without standing on the rock, And the rock is Jesus Christ. He is the cornerstone to everything that God is doing. You can survive anything. But without Him, my friends, I am just telling you, you see it as well as I do. By experience, you cannot stand strong without God. So if you expect to weather the storms of this life and still remain standing, you need to take Jesus' word and His teachings at heart, and I encourage you to put them into practice. In James chapter 1, verse 22, James writes this. He says, "Don't merely listen to the word, but do what it says." It's so easy. I find myself doing it very often. I know the word. I've listened to the word. I've read the word. But you know, putting the word into practice is something that we all fail at times. We get so comfortable in our walk with the Lord that, well, I know Him and I'm saved by the grace and the blood of Christ has covered me, and it does. But it does not take away from the process of sanctification, where it is our desire, our deepest urging, to want to make sure that we are pleasing God in every way we can with our life without being legalistic. So if we want to be able to stand strong, we will value the words of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only sure foundation upon which we can have hope and we can stand in security. He is the basis for who we are and all the hope that we have. He is the rock upon which our faith is built. Build your faith in Jesus Christ and you will be blessed. In fact, that's how the Beatitudes begin, by sharing the blessings of looking to God. So I want to say to you, there's three things that we can understand about our foundations and how they will be tested in this life. Your foundation will be tested by the trials you encounter. It's clear in this text. If your foundation is the rock, you'll stand strong no matter what comes. If your foundation is the sand, you will fall apart, collapse, and be destroyed. So our foundations are tested by the trials we encounter. Oh, what a beautiful, heartwarming, inspiring, and encouraging. I could just go on with adjectives. It is to see a person of God, after going through what most would say is the most difficult decision or the difficult loss in life, still says, "May the name of God be praised." Just this morning, talking with one of our members who has lost his wife recently, he is still so strong in his love and trust for God. That is a beautiful thing. So his faith, his foundation, has been tested, and he is coming through in flying colors because he is leaning and trusting the Lord. And it has encouraged me, and it brings joy to my heart. Because I often see people that claim faith, and they go through the storm of life, and they turn away from God, and they give up on God, and they say things about God that shouldn't be said. He doesn't care. He doesn't love me. And that's not true. So your faith and foundation will be tested through trials. And I just pray that whatever trial you may be going through now, or whatever trial you may face in life, that you will allow the foundation to be Jesus Christ so that you can stand strong. Your foundation will be tested on Judgment Day, when the Lord returns and we stand before the King of Kings to give an account of ourselves and our lives. We all should want to be standing on Jesus Christ, the rock. nothing else will survive. On that great day of judgment, that foundation, the rock of Jesus Himself, is where you want to be standing. Because even through judgment, if you are standing secure in Jesus, you will be safe and secure. But if Jesus is not your rock on the day of judgment, your spiritual life will be destroyed and your soul will be lost. And that's why these teachings are so important. Teachings that tell us there's things that God wants for us and there are things that He wants from us. So I pray this morning that you are standing on the rock and not the sand. But our faith will also be tested by a self-examination that we do of ourselves. We can do that right now, right this very minute. Did you know that the Bible tells us as Christians to test ourselves? This is what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? So Paul says you got to look at your life and you got to do an examination and you've got to test yourself and you've got to ask some hard questions, and you will know in your spirit where you are standing and what your foundation is. It'll become very, very clear. So what I want to do is I want to ask you some questions here in just a minute. 10 questions. If you got a pad and paper, you can write them down, or you can just come back and listen to this a little bit later. But there are 10 questions I want to leave you this morning as we talk about what is your foundation. Is it the rock or is it the sand? And so that's the first question. Just to find a little quiet time, sit in your rocking chair by yourself, go for a walk. What is your foundation? What really is your foundation? Be truthful to yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Don't fool yourself, but answer that honestly. What is my foundation? And does my life reflect that reality of the claim that I made? What is your life built on? Is your life built on the Lord, the church, the things that God loves? Or is your life built on focusing on what you love, what you want to do, your heart's desires? What is your life built on? Is your trust in the cross of Jesus Christ? Matt led that beautiful song this morning. The song that just focuses on that the cross of Jesus Christ and what He accomplished is everything to us. The cross behind me with the beautiful word hope is a reminder of His sacrifice and His obedience and His listening and doing the will of God that was spoken to Him for the behalf of mankind. Jesus Christ died for you and I, for the world, on the cross. He gave up His life, He shed His blood, and He did it in obedience to the Father and because He loved you. And it is that Savior that is saying, take my words seriously. So I hope as you examine your foundation, you can say, yes, I am trusting in the cross of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul trusted the cross of Christ to such a degree that he said, this is my boast. This is what I brag about. The cross of Christ is God's pulpit for proclaiming forgiveness of sin and grace for the world. Question number 4. Is Jesus your cornerstone? Is He what holds everything together in your life? Is Jesus your cornerstone. Number five, when do you pick up your Bible? When do you pick up your Bible? So many will probably say, I don't. Or I don't know how to. Or I don't know where to start. Brothers and sisters, we need to pick up our Bible and read the Word of God. There are plenty of people that you can trust and look to ask them, where should I start? What should I read? You can't go wrong reading the Gospel of John. But when do you pick up your Bible? We've got to be close to God's Word. It is His words that guide us and lead us. In fact, the Psalm says His Word is a light to our path. And without that light, the path is dark and we don't know where to go. But when you do pick up your Bible and you read what it says to do, do you faithfully do it? And that's the difference between merely listening and doing what the Word says. God wants us to be actively involved in following and obeying His commands. Number seven, do you find Christ, His person, His commandments, His promises to be your foundation in times of trials? I don't know about you because I don't know where your heart is, but God does. But I know for me personally that I think about the promises of God every day of my life. I often think about those blessings, but those promises that God gives each and every one of His children. So many beautiful promises. Those promises are our foundation. Those promises keep us targeted and focused. And so I pray that His promises, teachings, commandments are the foundation in your life. Do trials cause you to fall apart and find yourself increasingly standing strong in them through the strength of what Christ supplies? Sometimes people, like I've said, fall apart, while others, finding the strength in which Christ supplies, stand strong. Look at your life. Think about the situations you've been through. What was your response and what was your reaction? The answer to that will let you know what foundation you are trusting in. Number nine, do you find that you are turning away from lesser things in this life and always turning to Jesus? Early on in our faith, we can get sidetracked easy, like Peter, who got into the boat and was out on the lake, the Sea of Galilee. He sees Jesus walking to him. And he says, Lord, tell me to come to you. And Peter gets out of the boat, begins to walk on water. But what does he do? He sees the storm, the wind, the waves, and looks away from the Lord and begins to sink. And in that sinking, cries out, Lord, save me. See, that was a trial in Peter's life. That definitely was a storm. And the moment that Peter took his eye off of Jesus, that's when he began to fall apart. So I encourage you, keep your eyes on the Lord at all times. There are only two foundations, and I'm asking you today, with God's help, to ask yourself in truth, which foundation do you stand on? I pray and I hope that you are standing on the rock. But if you are standing on the sand, know that Jesus calls you to come to Him, the rock, the cornerstone, and your life will be secure and you will be blessed. So this morning, are you being wise or are you being foolish? Would you pray? Father in heaven, We thank you for each and every person that is listening. We just pray that your word will challenge them, touch their hearts, encourage them, Father, to know the true foundation. And as Matt leads us in this next song of worship, this beautiful song called Cornerstone, we just pray that more and more people will hear the gospel message and come to stand on the solid rock. So this beautiful song, the refrain, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand," is an old hymn that has such powerful meaning. And so today we just ask and encourage one final time, make sure you are standing on the solid rock of Jesus.